change begins with you. Do you believe that phrase? It's quoted everywhere and calls you to action. It usually means you have been informed about something that may better your health or could possibly help change the world by making some change in your life or habits. We can know something all day long, but until we choose to change, nothing will change. Sometimes we aren't aware of the effect of our choices. So when we are made aware, then there lies the opportunity for change. Here's an example. My daughters are 12 and 9. They are growing up in a recycling culture. There is way more awareness for them than there was for me about the environment and the importance of recycling and repurposing. We want to go green and be healthy and take care of what God has given us. I'm all about that. Recently, they were made aware of the effects of plastic straws in the ocean and how turtles and other sea creatures and birds are dying as a result of all the plastic. And this is a very real consequence of way too much plastic going into our oceans. As a result of their newfound awareness, they want to do away with using plastic straws and get the reusable silicone ones that come with a cleaning brush. My oldest even found some online and sent me the link to buy. True story. My girls were made aware of a need. That need has led them to a cause to save the turtles. Now they want to change. I want to make you aware of a need today. Romans 3:10. As it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one. There is no one who understands. There is no one who seeks God. All have turned away. They have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. There is no one, not even one, who is righteous or good. We are all born under the curse of sin. Our need? We are lost without Jesus. The good news is that God saw my need, and even in the middle of my sin, He loved me enough to make a way for me on the cross. I became His cause. You became His cause. Jesus took the weight of our sin and death and carried it up a hill and died and rose again so that we might live, so that we can be saved. Hebrews 12:2. Fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith, for the joy set before Him, He endured the cross, scorning its shame, and sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. What joy was before Jesus that He would endure the cross? You and me, the cause of redeeming the human race for no other reason than love. For God so loved the world. That's why you are so loved and an oh so worthy cause. That's the truth. Change begins with you when you believe it. I'm Lori Klein.